Y'all know exactly what we do over here, man. This is Def Jam Records. We bring this to you first. This is a special, special, special conference call. It's the American Gangster Jay-Z conference call. And we're going to have Jay-Z on the phone live just to talk to y'all today. But before we jump into that, you know about everything that's going on out here.
Yo.
Hey, H.O., what's good?
What's up?
What's poppin', homie? I'm
trying to make it. What's going on?
Yo, welcome to the Def Jam conference call, man. You know what I'm saying? We got something really special going on. That album's in stores November 6th. Am I correct?
Sure. All
right. We going to get this poppin', man. You dig? First and foremost, we're going to jump into a little Q&A. You know what I'm saying? But before we do that, I'm going to ask you some questions just so you can get comfortable with it and know exactly what's going on. Basically, the first question is, what makes this album unique from the last joint?
I try to push myself with every album, but this joint is just, what's special about this is it allowed me, because I'm always going forward, I never look back, you know what I'm saying, but this album allowed me to go back to that time and that time period, I mean, the movie, American Gangster allowed me to get in my zone, I got real comfortable in that zone, and I just made some amazing music, genius concept album.
That's what's up. A lot of people want to know, basically, is it a soundtrack for the movie, or is it just another separate album? That's a huge question that everybody's been asking, so just explain that.
Definitely not a soundtrack. All new Jay-Z material, whole new album. We have the soundtrack as well. The soundtrack, because the movie is a period piece, so it has like a lot of music from that era. Anthony Hamilton has a new record on there, someone else. We have the soundtrack as well, but this is his own separate thing. It's music inspired by the soundtrack. It's his own movie, but I'm going to have to shoot a movie for this. This is like the indie film to American Gangster.
Oh, that's serious. American Gangster, album inspired by the movie, you know what I'm saying, November 6th, it's in stores. Last question before we jump into the Q&A. Any features on the album? Who's on the album? Let them know.
So far, I'm still touching it up, though, but so far, Beanie and Nas is on the album.
Alright, y'all heard it first, yo. So
on Bilal, I'm sorry, Bilal's thinking the hook on Falling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Alright. So look, we're gonna open up the door right now. Operator, you there?
Sure. Blue Magic.
The Blue Magic joint.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, we just wanted people to know. We wanted to introduce it as being raw and uncut, you know?
Yeah, now let me ask you this. Is this whole thing that, you know, people they sitting up talking about Denzel had the backing to kind of like push your joint as being the main soundtrack for the movie. Is that still going on, or what's up with that?
And two different things. We got the soundtrack as well. We when I say we, I mean Def Jam. We're putting out the soundtrack as well. But this was the whole thing. This is inspired by the movie. And me and Denzel, cool people. But he, you know, he put in the word early, but they didn't think it was enough for me to do. There, you know, then I saw the film and I was like, okay, I'm definitely inspired by that, and then just did a whole album. So,
hearing that going back to Reasonable Doubt, like Jay-Z rapping, no smile on his face, friend of foe, where I'm from, Marcy's son, is that what is going down? I hear no radio cut, just straight, raw, authentic hip hop.
Yeah, pretty much so. And that means that, you know, cause this is what we're gonna see if everyone's being hypocrites, you know. Because when you make big records, everybody say, yo, you should make this type of record. So, it's that type of record. I'm going to need you guys to really, you know, hold me down on this one.
Mm-hmm. And what we do now, Erica Ziegler has a question.
Hi, Erica Z from Music Choice. We heard, you know, Timbaland and Pharrell on this album. Did Kanye make the album in terms of production?
No, Kanye was, he was right in the middle of his promo tour. He sent me two tracks, but he couldn't really focus up on it. Timbaland's not on the album as of yet. I'm still waiting for one more record. So it could be a Timbaland record, but it's not, you know, he don't have a record yet.
Any pressure for this American Gangster album?
It was actually fun. It actually got me to a place I hadn't been in a minute. You know, I didn't have any plans of going back to that place. You know, as a person, you grow, you add layers on it. You know, you used to be this, then you hustler, and you this, and you that, you're a CEO, and you know, I just kept moving forward. I didn't think I would ever be able to touch back on those topics, but the movie just took me right back there and allowed me to, you know, go back there. So,
hey, I'm just saying, we want that. Like, the street.
Yeah, I don't really want that.
We're going to
see it.
No, like, we want that. You like, the street. Killing it, what I got in my iPod, Jay-Z, like...
We'll see.
You know what I'm saying?
It's coming.
That's all right.
Thank you for calling, though.
The whole Jay-Z, the whole LL Jay-Z situation with the
stuff right now, but you and LL Cool J got this thing going on, and LL feels like, you know, the way he feels as far as you.
Yeah, he can't.
If it's not okay, I just want to know, like, I mean, where does that leave you on now? How do you plan on handling the situation with LL Cool J and working this whole thing out, or is it able to be worked out or what?
I mean, you know, he's upset, not me. So if he want to work it out, I'm more than willing to do that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna go any further. That's it. He's on Def Jam. You know, one of the forefathers of Def Jam, and that's the end of it.
Hold, let him know about Rock Boys, the record that we leaking today.
Why? You gonna send it to him? Great. But the thing is, what I really wanted to do was, I don't want any single to live out there on his own, because the record, it pretty much plays like an album. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. So I don't want people to think that it's a typical release, like release this single, release that single. So I'm going to just start sprinkling music up into the release date.
All right, y'all heard it here first, man. American Gangster album inspired by the movie. It's in stores November 6th. You know what I'm saying? Brand new record we're going to let go today. It's called Rock Boys. We're going to let it out today. Just stay near your email. Trust me, you want this record. You need this record. We're going to go to the next call.
Your next question comes from D. Will. You have the floor.
I know you playing out your joints and all that, but with Kanye dropping his album, was that like inspiration for you to go ahead and do this album, or was this album already, you know, in the plans to do?
The album, I ain't planning on doing the album. I mean, Kanye album is inspiration. It was fantastic, but that wasn't the reason behind it. You know, when they showed me the movie, you know, I saw the movie, and it was some of the ways of you. When you see, did you see the movie yet?
Not
if you understand, you'll see the movie when you see Denzel, some of his waves and things like that. Then I was inspired to make an album. So it didn't have anything to do with Kanye. Although his album is incredible and it is inspirational.
Movie, you know, anybody that's part of hip hop, they got to know about your career. One thing I want to know is it ever going to come back to that dynasty, like you, Dame, Biggs, ever somehow, some way getting back together and moving? I feel like, you know, the dynasty almost didn't finish, like the Young Guns, what Beans was supposed to do, Freeway was supposed to do. You think you ever going to get that back together and maybe, you know, complete it, or is it completed? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that it's ran its course for that moment in time, and we made history. You know what I'm saying? We made history and we did our thing. Now we just got to build and make a different kind or a newer and a better history.
What's up?
J-Town, I love that.
Yeah, you already know. so you got, you know, you conquered the rap industry. You pretty much, you're doing your thing as a music exec. You've done the clothing thing. Do you have any plans to, you know, executive produce any films, direct anything, or really, like, break more into the film industry on a larger scale?
Maybe there's plans, you know, to do maybe some executive producing, but I don't, you know, I think it's too late for me to start a director, you know, because anything I do, I want to be the best at, not anything that's taking me too long to really get into it and really learn the nuances and you know, film treatment and all this other stuff. You know, I would want to be on Martin Scorsese level, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. So what do you plan to do in the future as far as different avenues or different ways of, you know,
I mean, there's so many avenues to pursue, you know what I'm saying? There's real estate, there's hotels, there's movies, there's, you know, just a bunch of different things. I don't want to go too in-depth, because you might try to take my idea and beat me to it.
Right.
Ray, good looking for calling, all right? Yo, look, me and Steve, we getting crazy emails right now. I'm going to take an email question, because a lot of people that can't get through on the phone, they email me right now. A lot of people want to know, where's the girl with the Blue Magic video? When's that hitting? You know what I'm saying? Hope, let them know what's up.
I'm holding on to it. Like I said, I didn't want any record to be out there on its own, because this album is, you know, it's a piece. You know, it's a movie, and it plays like a beginning, middle, end. Someone had a great idea that I didn't think about, and I'm upset I didn't do it. He's like, why didn't you release, you know, track one? It's act one, then two, three, and go to the end. And I was like, shit. Well, it was too late. But so now Blue Magic is out there doing great at radio. I mean, as you guys know, it clubs and all that shit. So I didn't want it just to live out there on its own. I'm down at the Rock Boys is out there with it.
I'm gonna try to like that. It's just like, so if you have any, like, say, any positive words or any encouraging words to give to up and coming artists, you know, what would you tell these artists, like, say if they're trying to get into either rap, you know, singing R&B, you know, just encouraging words, what would you say to them?
The best advice I give anybody is believe in yourself, because, you know, when we first started every single door was closed for us, you know, and if we would have just, you know, gave up on ourselves, but we didn't have that belief or that arrogance to know that we could make it, or even naivety. If you ain't naive about the situation, like, nigga, I could do three times, four, whatever. If you don't have that belief in yourself, then, I mean, this business will turn you around really quick.
Exactly, because, yeah, I remember, like, say, your first joints and stuff like that, man, and, you know, you came a long way, man. Like, so God has blessed you, man, and you keep on doing what you do, bro.
Yeah,
that's when you're dying out, so.
My man, thank you.
You're welcome. Yo, look, we getting crazy. The emails is coming in crazy because a lot of people can't get through. I know we got a lot of people on the phone lines holding on, but somebody just emailed me and asked me, what's up with this Dead President 3 record?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had that for a minute. I don't know how that, I mean, I think I got an idea how it got up there. I ain't going to overreact to nothing. But, yeah, I had that out there for a minute. I mean, I made that record a minute ago. And, I don't know. I might have to let that one go, too.
I think we need to do that early. Because a lot of people was hitting us about that record, man. And they said Young Turbo's moving real fast.
You know what I mean?
American Gangster in stores November 6th. It's an album inspired by the movie, you know what I'm saying? Special American Gangster Jay-Z conference call.
Attitude, the emotions in it. Like, if you see, first of all, we never seen a black guy sent to this level. Like, this guy was over the mob, everything, and it's like based on a true story. You know, and no one knew him, just the way he carried himself. He was getting all that money and doing everything he's doing, but the way he carried himself, he wasn't loud, he was in the cut, and, you know, just a lot of class and charisma about himself. So just the whole thing, and the way that Denzel portrayed the character, it's fantastic.
That's what it is. I don't know if I got one more question, but what I wanted to know, like, the state of hip-hop now, like, how do you feel your album's going to be taken right now? What the state of hip-hop is right now?
I don't know. I don't know how, with the state, but it's, y'all know this album is genius work, so the people who love music, I think it's going to be very, I wouldn't say surprised. I mean, that's what I do, but we're going to be excited about it, very happy about it.
That's what it is, man. I'm happy that you back, man. Real talk, dog.
We're looking for calling through, homie, all right?
No doubt.
All right, I got another real good question right here. Shout out to my man, DZ.
It's your man, DJ Big A. I'm coming from 90.3 WKNJ. And I just got a real quick question. You know, you got a different style on this album versus all the rest of your albums. And
I would say it's more in line to Reasonable Doubt and Blueprint. And Black Album as well. Well, and Volume 1, but more so aligned with Blueprint and Reasonable Doubt. Can you hear me?
You got that, homie?
Yeah, I got that. I just got one other quick question. What's up with Young Chris's album? Because I had an interview with him a while back, and I know he was actually in the works of getting that going with Poppy V. And, you know, I mean, he told me you would really encourage him after Brother from Another.
Yeah. He's working right now, working with a guy that works real tightly with LeBron, that's my family, named Rick.
Okay.
On a ton of tracks, just you know, getting everything tight, because we know you come back next time, it has to be, you know, twice as ill, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, homie.
Yeah.
All right, homie, y'all, I appreciate it, yo.
My man.
We're looking for calling through, man. We got about 4 minutes left. We're going to stay on the phone with Jay-Z. I'm going to take a couple more email questions. I'm taking a couple more calls. I got one email question from my man Joe Ski in Huntsville, Alabama. He asks, how do you feel about Kanye's record, Big Brother?
I love it. I think it's masterful. I think it's genius work. I think it brought us even closer together as a family, you know, because, you know, some people misinterpret things different ways, and then they don't say nothing to you about it. Then, you know, it bridges a gap. So he put all that out there. I thought it was a brilliant record. I think it's the best record he's written since Jesus Walked.
That's crazy. Don't forget, man, November 6th, man, shit is in stores, man. I don't even have to tell you this much. Y'all already know when Hov come to the stores, sell out city. Let's go to the next call, November 6th.
Your next question comes from Reggie Coleman.
Yo, hey, what the deal is?
What's happening with you?
Sad, what's up with it? Yeah, I got a question. Like, I think you briefly said it or whatever, but as far as, like, the soundtrack, do you have any plans to do, like, another soundtrack movie type thing like you did with The Streets Is Watching?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot a movie for this. I want to make a better Streets Is Watching for this, because when I made Volume 1, I didn't set out to make it as a movie. This, I set out to make a movie. Like, your song starts with a song called Pray, that I might change to Hustler's Pray, and it ends with a song called Fallen, so it has an arc. It has a beginning, a middle, and end. It has three acts in the album, so I'm absolutely looking for directors to shoot the whole thing now.
Okay.
I'm always just watching, but for the better one.
Okay, and as far as that's concerned, how would you be able to go ahead and say maybe get in the running for doing that, seeing that you would probably have to get the album before it's released so you can start working on it, you feel me?
Get in the running to be in the movie or in what do you mean?
Directing it.
Oh, directing?
Directing or even writing up something for it.
I mean, you can write up something, send it to Young Sab and them, no problem.
Alright, for sure.
It's difficult
because
you ain't hear the album, so I don't know how you...
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It,
I mean...
That's very difficult. I don't know how you...
Alright, yo, good looking for court, right?
Alright, for sure,
sir. Alright, yo, look, man. We don't got that much time. I'm gonna take one more email question. My man, Alizé. Shout out to Alizé out there. He wants to know, are you gonna ever do another joint with DJ Premier?
Premier?
Yeah.
I mean, the time, right, and the vibe is right, of course. I mean... We actually just was together, that Reasonable Doubt, I shot a thing for VH1, the making of Reasonable Doubt, I mean, I guess it was called Classic Albums, and, you know, we were together and we chopped it up, so, I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
All right, y'all heard it here, Def Jam Conference Call, look, I got two more calls for Jay-Z, that's it, two more calls, and your man's gonna go back to doing what he do, you know what I mean, we're gonna go back to doing what we do, we're gonna get shit popping. But look, November 6th. Album in stores November 6th, man. American Gangster. Your date. Who's the next call?
Your next question comes from DJ Rob.
Yo, yo, yo. Oh, what's poppin', homie?
What's up with you?
DJ Rob, Tiger Squad out of DMV, Decent Man, Virginia.
Okay.
Alright. Now, basically, man, my whole question is, first off, congrats on the album and all that, you know. I mean, I do it real big. But first off, you know how the whole RAA sundown on mixtape DJ, you know, first off with DJ Drama, how it went down, he was the first DJ, and then they hit, I was the second DJ nationally to get hit with the RAA, of the piracy. What's your aspects on just the songs and just the RAA, you know, mixtape DJs that promote the artists and all that?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's artistry. I don't know how you, I don't want to say too much to get on the phone, but I mean, I support you guys, you know, I support any type of creativity in any form, you know what I'm saying?
Keep it one.
Yeah.
All right, yo, good looking, man. So look, I got one more call, and I'm going to take one more email question. Shout out to my man, Jay Claxton, out there. He says, are you going to do another tour?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you hear this album and hear the music on it and everything, you know, I'm excited about touring. I'm putting that together. I'm actually rehearsing bands and all type of shit right now. Like, right now. Now I'm not thinking about going out to the spring.
All right, y'all ready here first. I'm going to take the last caller, man. Whoever this last lucky person is, you get to ask both the last question of the conference call. A good question, too. Make sure it's a good question, because it's the American Gangster Jay-Z conference call, and the album comes in stores November 6th. And don't forget, Rock Boys today. Today, Rock Boys will be in your email box, all right? Who's next?
Your next question comes from Darren Smith. Sir, you have the floor.
Yo, what's good, Jay?
Yo, what's up? You got the pressure of the last call. We're going to give you two questions, because you got to have a real good question, because everyone's listening, and you got the last joint.
Right.
No pressure, though.
DJ Pound, the house DJ at 4040, New York City and Atlantic City. About to head out to Las Vegas in a minute.
Okay.
And it was 2 weeks ago when we premiered the Rock Boys with my brother Just Blaze.
Tell them what it is, because let them know what it is. Seriously, let them know what it is.
See, the drinks is on the house.
Yeah.
On the house.
That's right.
My question, my brother's track, Ignorant Shit, it's they have it listed on iTunes as being on the album. I haven't got spoken to them in a few days, but is that actually on the album? Did you do a new version or something like that?
Yeah, I did a new version. I put Beans on it, so it's a whole last two verses. I couldn't let that one go. That one was a gem.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Last question, is there going to be a tour going along with this album? Because I was there on the rock.
Right
again. Hopefully Jeff will be the DJ and I could jump on that bus.
Early. Right here. I like how you're doing that, kid. There you go. Network.
We're going to do that early, all right? All right, yeah, I'm going to take one more call, just a bonus call, just on the strength that, you know, the second question was something already, somebody already asked. So we're gonna take one last call. That's it. It's over after this. Last call.
Your next question comes from DJ Devil. Sir, you have the floor.
Yo, ho.
Go ahead, bro.
DJ E-Double out of Massachusetts. But my whole thing is I'm looking at the game and you got a pretty loaded clip over there with Beans, Gay, Murder, everything. Are we going to get another Dynasty 2 album out of you?
I like that idea. I like that idea. So, yeah, we made that. That would be a great idea. We got to get everybody up and running. You know, Beans and Freeway as well is coming. And then Uncle Murder and True Life, so... You know, yeah, already put up massive, you know, almost a million the first week. So, yeah, absolutely. That's a great idea.
But we introduce your artist. I think that'd be necessary right there. Hit the tour and then, you know, start doing like Death Dance with that Survivor of the Illest joint. Everybody came out after that.
And there you go.
I'm going to tap you up, though. I'm going to tell Steeple this shit, so I'm going to get at you.
Okay, my man.
Yo, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for calling in, homie. We appreciate you calling in. Yo, but this is it, man. We want to thank you for getting on the Special American Gangsta Jay-Z conference call. H.O., you got anything you want to tell all the DJs and everybody that's listening on the phone right now?
This album, everybody said they want it. Make sure y'all support it because it's not going to be any huge over-the-top pop record. It's just a brilliant album, the type of shit that hip-hop needs. So it's the type of shit y'all need to support.
Alright, so y'all heard it here first, man. Hov, good looking for jumping on the call, the Def Jam conference call. We appreciate you, my nigga, we're gonna hold you down.
Done deal.
Alright? Yo, before everybody hang up and all that, you know what I'm saying? We just gonna basically, we're gonna send this Rock Boys record out today. We wanna make sure everybody has our information so that y'all can get. We wanna make